All right, hey, welcome, pre-show, 26th of March. Now, this is groovy. This is restaurant sound effects. I can control the restaurant sound effects here so that when we start off and say, hey, this is Ted Bell, and then we go boom, ba-boom, da-doom, ba-doom, like that, see? And you have the restaurant sound effects. You have the ambiance, you know. How about it, Ted?
Yeah.
Go, we're rehearsing. I don't need to rehearse jack shit, you know. Oh, you hit me. No, I didn't, you pussy. All right, so then, just got to goose that down.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
All right, very good, very, very good. So we'll do that. I suppose we can use some. No, get that fucking shit out of here. Get that out of my life, man. But I have been binging Highway Patrol episodes. Now, most of you don't know what I'm talking about. That's because I'm old, you're not. That's because I was born and was a youngster sitting in front of a television set, not in the 80s, not in the 90s, not sitting in front of a computer in the 2000s and the 2010s and the 2020s like we got here. I was sitting in front of a television set with the big screen, the big black and white screen, and probably inside of it was also my dad's hi-fi, high fidelity. We didn't have stereo then. We had hi-fi, high fidelity. Stereo came in around the early 60s. And
it's going to take long?
Yeah, it's going to take long. Yeah.
All right.
I was sitting on my ass staring at this thing. And what was on it? A lot of different things. One of the things that was on it that fascinated me as a kid, I just thought this was the greatest damn show I ever saw. I liked cop shows as a kid. I don't know what it was, but I loved M Squad, Lee Marvin. I remember that show. I was only 5 years old. I was five.
All right, Ted. All right, Phil.
There's something wrong with a five-year-old kid that likes to see a show like M Squad. Anyway, it was M Squad. It was Lee Marvin. And he was great. I mean, even as a five-year-old, you know this guy's a superstar. And there's Lee Marvin. He's the head of M Squad, which was a very specialized squad of cops in the Chicago Police Department. What they did, why they were special, I don't know. I thought M stood for murder. But anyway, I love that show. The other show that I loved as a kid is one none of you have ever heard of, and I thought it was the greatest goddamn show I ever saw in my life. It's a show called The Lawless Years with James Gregory and Robert Carnes. And this was before The Untouchables came on. NBC had The Lawless Years. And this was a show about the Roaring Twenties. As James Gregory would say at the start of every show, my name is Barney Roditsky, 20 years, Gangsta Squad, New York City. So it's the true, however true they could be, you know, memories of this cop, Barney Roditsky, who went to Hollywood with his stories. And eventually, I think he became friends with Frank Sinatra, a bunch of weird shit. And then the other show that I thought was great was this goddamned Highway Patrol with Broderick Crawford, who used to just bark out, you know, 10-4, 10-4, okay. I say move, you move. I say stop, you stop. So stop moving. Really quick things like they're not, you know, I'll tell you what, we're going down there today. They're not going to be here. Okay, you understand? Okay, go. I didn't know what he was saying, but he was just, you know. But Highway Patrol was a show about ostensibly about the highway patrols of America, all of the state patrols, but it was the California Highway Patrol with one big glaring difference. The one cop that wore a suit and a coat, you know, wore a coat and a hat was Broderick Crawford's character. So he's driving around a highway patrol car in a suit with a hat and a gun, and all the other guys are in their regular highway patrol uniforms. I don't, you know. Somehow it all made sense. And they had episode after episode, and this goddamn show aired for five seasons. It was in syndication. They created this show syndication only, so no network produced it. It was produced by Ziv Enterprises, I think was the name of the company. And they produced it for syndication. They sold it. It was very, very popular. It lasted four or five seasons. And then I think Broderick Crawford said, you know, he couldn't stand it any longer. And I say this with the greatest of respect. I do believe that he had a little bit of a health problem. And by health problem, I mean...
Did he tie back drinking or something?
Never mind. And then he went on to do a show called King of Diamonds. I never saw that. But Highway Patrol, you know. And then, so, I think those are the only cop shows that I remember. I just thought the cop shows were the best. Maybe it's because my grandfather was a cop. I don't know what it was, but Highway Patrol was on, and it had that dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. So that's what we're going to be dealing with Or I mean, that's what we deal with Jay Santo. I don't even know why I brought it up. There, let's see. That's the end theme. That's the end theme to theme from the Highway Patrol. The opening theme is the one that you and I, is the one that we all shared, you know, wherever the bras are broken, you know, is it the state trooper or the Highway Patrol or the Citizens Auxiliary Police, that shit. And that was Art Gilmore was the name of that announcer. So these are the things that I value. These are the things I cherish. You can lift your leg to them. I don't care. Just Phil, don't get bitter. No, it doesn't matter. Standing over there laughing at me, what you guys are having. What are you having over there, bud?
They got the spud nuts and some crullers.
Yeah, have your fucking spud nuts, okay? Phil, time marches on. I understand. I understand. Oh, look at him fake crying. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.